Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday evening. Still plenty of sunshine. It's warm out there. The weekend is looking nice. It really is. And we got this early voting underway. I'm not a fan of early voting, but it's the rule now, right? I mean, when you think about this, there are a lot of us who sit on the sides and go, I don't like that. And I don't like that. And I think it's wrong. And I can tell you all the reasons that I think it's wrong and why it's bad. But it is what it is. And you got to play the game if you want to win. And these are the rules for the game. So my fervent hope is that people get over their distaste for the early voting stuff and go and vote. You make no mistake. The left will get people to the polls. They might be kicking and screaming or they might be dead. It doesn't matter, but they're going to get them to the polls. And if our side really does think that we got a chance in hell of doing anything, then we better get off our collective rear ends and get out there and compete. That's all. I'm looking at an email here from Donald Trump, former President of the United States, says, my resolve is only stronger after another attempt on my life. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is one of those things you have to think about. You've got to talk about it. Second attempt on President Trump's life. And you know as well as I do that a whole slew of these people and left would be absolutely ecstatic if one of these guys had been successful. And there's a lot of crocodile tears right about now. And then, of course, they do what they always do. They turn to their inner contempt for Donald Trump and they spew that forth. And somehow, some way, Donald Trump is responsible for all of this. I've got a couple of little snippets here I've got to share with you. Got to share them with you. First, do you remember John Brennan? This is in our soggy salad collection there, Germ. Do you remember John Brennan? He was the director of National Intelligence. And he is a hardcore committed leftist. And by the sounds of it, he's not too fond of the Jewish people. I'll tell you that right now. So I want you to take a listen. Now, Israel was able to accomplish an amazing feat, the most pinpoint targeted military action in history, as they said, beep. Beep, boom, right? That's what they're calling it. Beep, beep, boom. Hey, your pager's going off. And so is your midsection. Okay. And then the next day, as the decrepit, awful people who comprise Hezbollah are out and about thinking, well, all right, good thing we didn't get one of those pagers, their walkie-talkies exploded. Guess what? John Brennan's upset about that. This is a soggy salad, Germ, cut number six, soggy.
I think it does beg the question, though, Director, is detonating a wireless device, is that an acceptable form of warfare?
Well, I don't believe so, because there's no way the Israelis would have known who was going to have these pagers at the time, which is why we see that there were some children and others who were killed. It's basically almost a fire and forget mechanism that the Israelis engaged in here. So it's going to tactically disrupt Hezbollah's communication capabilities and in terms of their ability to communicate with one another. But you have to question whether or not this is strategically wise in terms of what it might do in terms of just further emboldening Hezbollah's interest in trying to lash back against Israel, including on the international terrorist front, because Hezbollah is a very, very capable organization in terms of launching terrorist attacks outside of the region. They've done it over the years. And so I do think that Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, is going to feel quite a bit of pressure from his organization to lash back at Israel sooner rather than later.
What do you say about the possibility? after these attacks, the possibility that something like this does in fact lead to a large-scale conflict between Israel and Lebanon?
Well, the big question is whether or not the Israelis plan some type of large military operation to follow these disruptive activities over the past 2 days. If an army, a military, is going to launch a military operation, they'll try to degrade the communication systems of the enemy first. So was this some type of preparation of the battlefield to allow the Israelis then to be able to strike against Hezbollah and Hezbollah not being able to defend itself? So I do think this is a greater potential now for escalation. A lot depends on how Hezbollah responds, but clearly Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, wants to vanquish not just Hamas, but also Hezbollah. And quite frankly, I wish that he would use more time and effort to try to see whether or not there's a way to bring down some of the tensions as opposed to using the military and violence to lash out against his enemy.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, he's lashing out. He's lashing out. These are the same despicable creatures who have been launching thousands of rockets into Israel nonstop. But Bibi Netanyahu is, quote, lashing out at his enemies. Well, thank God Bibi Netanyahu is lashing out at his enemies. May God bless him and all of his efforts to lash out at his enemies. Israel is in a fight right now for their lives. The Israelis are in a fight for their lives. And by extension, the Jewish people are in a fight for our lives. And I'm here to tell you, as a proud Jewish American or a proud American Jew, I don't know. People put them in different orders, and I never know which would be better. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not marching onto a car. I'm not getting into a cattle car. Thank you very much. I've seen that. I shared with you the other day the difference between my mom and my dad. My mom represented, unfortunately, a large chunk of the Jewish community in this regard. She always said, oh, don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't let them know you're Jewish. Just walk away. Just blah, blah, blah. It was all these things that frankly came from a position of weakness. My dad was a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, wasn't a weak man, that's for sure. My dad was a military police officer in the United States Army. And while my mom was telling my brother, oh, no, don't say this, don't say that, just walk, you know, do this. My father was saying, you got to turn around and punch him right in the nose. Because we had these thugs, I guess it's the kindest way to describe them, thugs who came from the local Catholic school. Just the facts, not casting aspersions, I'm telling you what the facts are. And they came over to the public school where we attended, and they started beating up a number of us. And let me tell you, they got some really good shots in, and a lot of us went home, you know, sniffing, crying. And my mother was appalled, and of course, thought there was some sort of medical thing that would have to be done. And my father, by the time he got home, was like, yeah, you got to learn how to fight. That's no, don't do that, my mother was shouting to him. Don't teach him that. And my father's like, yeah. And we went down the cellar. And my dad, who was on the Army boxing team in Korea, taught me how to fight. And the lessons were always very clear. And I want to be very clear with you. The lessons were always, don't start a fight. Right? That's not why you were learning how to fight. You were learning how to fight back. You were learning how to defend yourself. Don't start a fight. But by God, if you're in a fight, you'd have to know how to fight. We'd all like to solve every single problem with polite, pleasant talk. Right? Wouldn't that be nice? It's like having tea with the terrorists. Oh, we'll put out some tasty dessert items. Fresh tea. We'll have flowers on the table. Meanwhile, they're plotting how to slash your children's throats. Or you can say, I don't want to be in a situation where I have to fight, but by God, I have to fight. That's where the Israelis are right now. And it is sad that there are Americans like John Brennan and frankly, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, so many on the left who would rather the Israelis smile and not fight back. And that's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. You've got some time to get your tickets for Politics and Pints. I am telling you that we're just about done. Today might very well be the last day that we talk about it, because I think it's just about sold out. If you've been on the fence, you've been going back and forth, even just mentally thinking, well, I'd like to go, I'm not sure. It's October the 16th, Beacon Theater in Hopewell. The other thing I'm going to tell you is that the design of Politics and Pints from the beginning has been that we continually find new places to do it. So this is going to be the third time we're doing it at the Beacon Theater, which to me says it's probably the last time for a while that we will do it at the Beacon Theater. So if the Beacon is the place that is the most convenient, and you'd like to see, it's a beautiful historic theater, this would be the time. Jump online, get your tickets at WRVA.com. WRVA.com. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.